Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
We have a Reardon Roundtable coming up tomorrow. It'll be Friday, taking into the weekend. Jane will be on the panel. Former State Senators John Lamping and Jeff Smith. Paul Hall with entertainment news and some recommendations to see at the theaters and streaming in the 4 o'clock hour. Frank Cusimano also with some sports as we head into the weekend. And our friend George Rosenthal from ThrottleNet is going to be here talking about some tech things that we always love to share with him. So Putin and Trump are going to meet in Alaska, you know, tomorrow. And here's Putin maybe buttering Trump up just a little bit through a translator, of course.
I asked you to gather today in order to inform you about how the negotiation process on the Ukrainian crisis is going. The second is to tell you about the stage we are at with the current American administration, which, as everyone knows, is making, in my opinion, quite energetic and sincere efforts to stop the hostilities, stop the crisis, and reach agreements that are of interest to all parties involved in this conflict in order to create long-term conditions of peace between our countries.
Very diplomatic, right? Sounded very diplomatic there. Brian mentioned this yesterday, Mr. Kilmeade. He was on the show. He had Trump on his radio show this morning.
This meeting sets up the second meeting. The second meeting is going to be very, very important because that's going to be a meeting where they make a deal, and I don't want to use the word divvy things up, but, you know, to a certain extent, it's not a bad term, okay? But there will be a give and take as to boundaries, lands, et cetera, et cetera. The second meeting is going to be very, very important. This meeting sets up, it's like a chess game. This meeting sets up the second meeting.
So the president says he has high hopes, though.
It would be certainly convenient if we had a very good meeting, because I'm going to let them negotiate their deal. I'm not going to negotiate the deal. I'm going to let them negotiate their deal. So we're going to be calling President Zelensky if it's a good meeting. If it's a bad meeting, I'm not calling anybody. I'm going home.
And by the way, on the topic of Zelensky, he's not too crazy about this.
Putin is bluffing. He's trying to apply pressure before the meeting in Alaska along all parts of the Ukrainian front. Russia is trying to show that it can occupy all of Ukraine.
So Brian asked him about the trust issue with Putin to President Trump.
Well, I think you'll know that in the first couple of minutes, but I think you already know that because he's coming to Alaska. He's coming to the USA, and I think you know that. I think that's a nice statement. I just heard it. I think he wants to get it done. I really feel he wanted the whole thing. I think if it weren't me, if it was somebody else, he would be not talking to anybody. I don't know that we're going to get an immediate ceasefire, but I think it's going to come. See, I'm more interested in immediate peace deal, getting peace fast. And depending on what happens with my meeting, I'm going to be calling up President Zelensky, and let's get him over to wherever we're going to meet. I don't know where we're going to have the second meeting, but we have an idea of three different locations. And will be, including the possibility, because it would be by far the easiest, of staying in Alaska.
So William Dunn is back with us this afternoon. Marine Corps Colonel, retired. He's the president of Strategic Resilience Group, a veteran of 33 years in the Marine Corps. William Dunn, how are you this afternoon? Appreciate you coming on and chiming in on this.
I'm great, sir. Thanks for having me. How y'all doing today?
We're doing pretty good. What are your realistic expectations, man, to be a fly on the wall or in that room with Putin and Trump, kind of both probably, you know, thrusting their chests out amongst one another, trying to get something done. But what's the reality of what can be achieved at this meeting?
Well, like the president said, I think this is setting up the second, third, fourth meeting. You know, they've been at war for over 3 years. They're not going to solve this in a 15-minute or even a two-hour meeting with the two heads of states, because you have a third player in here, which is the Ukrainian president. So what you have to do is first find out what the realm of possibility is. And I believe that's what this is. It's a fact-finding mission in Alaska with President Trump and Putin to see what's of the realm of possibility. And then I think the next step will be figure out what the realm of possibility is with Zelensky, and then maybe bring everyone together. But it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take time. And it should take time because, you know, there's a huge difference between a truce slash peace and a ceasefire. You know, a ceasefire can be very, very temporary, as we've seen in the Middle East. You know, they have many, many ceasefires, and then they're followed up within sometimes days, if not hours, of breaking that ceasefire. So what we need is long-term peace, and I don't believe anyone else in the world could get it done other than President Trump working with these two world leaders.
The one thing you hear, though, is when you hear from Zelensky, and it's, you know, maybe disappointing that he's not going to be there, although they're not quite ready for that step, maybe at the second or third meeting. But he doesn't seem, you know, up for any type, and I completely understand, giving any type of, you know, land back to Russia in this conflict. So where, you know, negotiations and diplomacy and all this stuff, it's about compromise in many situations. Zelensky and Putin never really have seemed to have come close to be willing to compromise on some of the key issues here. So that's why I don't know what the realistic expectations might be here, how they can move to a point where they can get to some, you know, territorial disputes and decisions on that. Do you see a path for that?
I do see a path if Zelensky looks at this with a rational lens. Ukraine is not going to win this war without outside help.
Yeah.
Without outside help, I think this war would already be over. And that is, that outcome is terrible for the world, not just for Ukraine. We do not want to have Russia with additional ambitions in Europe or anywhere else outside of Ukraine. What I would do if I was the Ukrainian president is I would try to, what we call in Marine aviation, survive the merge. So there's a merge coming between Russia and Ukraine right now. They've been doing it for 3 years, but right now they're in what I consider another merge, right? They already had several. Ukraine has got to survive the merge so they can live to fight another day. Maybe they get through a peace process right now. Does not mean that Russia will keep whatever territory they've seized forever. Maybe the next step is Ukraine becomes strong again, able to deal with things on their own, and then they can, you know, bolster another attempt to get it back. That's just one way to look at it. I'm not saying that is the solution, but if everybody in the world were to pull all support for Ukraine, I think this would end very badly for Ukraine.
Let me ask you on a different topic. I heard the Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth on with Laura Ingraham a couple of nights ago, and he was talking about something that I was unfamiliar with, the term shark attacks, that he wants to bring back to military training. Here's what he said the other night.
A strong, tough military, why do you get softer at the beginning? The tactics drill sergeants used in the 70s, 80s, 90s, they forged generations of young Americans who went and fought wars courageously. Now we're handing out, you know, in the past, we're handing out stress cards. Are you too stressed? Do you need some counseling for that?
Therapy animals.
No, we're going to flip your bunk and we're going to shark attack and we're going to forge a young man or a young woman into a brave American willing to fight on behalf of all of us. So we are making basic training great again by putting the power back in the hands of drill sergeants. Just like staff sergeants, just like company commanders, just like battalion commanders, We're making it possible to actually command decisively in the military, which is how you close with and destroy your enemy. We lost track of the basics, Laura. And we're restoring the basics at the Defense Department.
Now, Colonel, when I talked about this a couple of nights ago, my interpretation, and I think I misunderstood this, that shark attacks were simply, we played the soundbite from Richard Gere and Louis Gossett Jr. in An Officer and a Gentleman. Then I had a listener that said, no, the shark attack actually describes when a bunch of different, you know, basic training officers might surround someone and they're in their face and they're trying to get them motivated. So what's your take on all that?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's funny because I've never, you know, I've never heard the term shark attack until, you know, these last few points with the sector.
Interesting.
But what it is boot camp is designed to break everybody down, whether you show up there as an African-American, a white American, a Hispanic American, a rich kid, a poor kid, a smart kid, a high school barely graduate kid. You put us all together. And I went through this at Parris Island in 1983. You put us all together. You break us all down. And I remember this day. So we're sitting there quietly, and they said, you know, our platoon commander's there, he's a lieutenant. He says, okay, when I give the command, drill instructors take charge of your platoon. And so we're like, oh boy. And I thought to myself, wow, this is much nicer than I expected. And as soon as he said, take charge of the platoon, and the drill instructor started screaming at us, they surrounded us, they're yelling at us from every direction, scares the crap out of you. It's designed to break you down. We are training men and women, and we always have to kill people. Doesn't matter whether you're a cook, doesn't matter whether you're a computer guy or girl, or an infantry marine, you are being trained at boot camp and in the follow-on schools to kill people. And that's all there is to it. And I need right. The person to my left and to my right to be strong, tough, willing to kill people. And obviously to kill people, as weird as this may sound to people that have not been in the military, in a professional manner. Okay, we follow the rules of engagement. We kill people based on those rules of engagement, and we fight based on those rules of engagement. And you need to be a professional at your task. So when you look at the military as a job, that's a problem. And that's what had happened in the last administration. All services were looked at by the administration as a job. Hey, you got to be nice to this young man or young woman. I disagree. You need to teach that man or woman to survive, period. You owe that to their parents. You owe that to their brothers and sisters. And if you look at the military any other way, you're hurting our country and you're putting those men and women at risk.
Colonel, well stated. That was awesome. I appreciate coming on here tonight. You have a great weekend.
You too, and have a great day. And Semper Fi to all my brother and sister Marines out there.
Awesome. That's great.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.